Go to our great man now. He's got the three-day feeling. Spud, I'm so glad that you could come in here and carry the weight here for SEN and the listeners. And anyway, it's time to catch up with our great old mate. I'm pleased to say he's about to join us right now.
Woo, woo, woo. No way in the world. This is my patch, isn't it? It's my patch on Thursday.
And what do you mean?
Well, I'm here. We've got Brian. So Brian's got a guest, and I hear what he does. Because when I come on for that show, you put me on this wild thing.
Yeah.
So this is your song, Fletch.
Hit the road.
He's locked the doors, Fletchy boy.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, Spuzzy. Thursday is your day. I understand that. So you can do whatever you want, my man. Well, how you going, boys?
They're going all right, mate. You won't believe it. Brooksy actually came and trained with me at the Spuds gym, and he used the password Dexnake. So we got a free class.
What did you put him through? Please tell me you made him do curls.
I did many curls. I did boxing pads. I made sure I whacked him in the guts quite a few times, and I didn't want to hit that beautiful face of his, so I just gave him body shots.
Yeah, good. Oh, I see. This is all making sense now because Sugar brought up yesterday that he might be off the market. Is he off the market? Is he on the market? Now it's all making sense.
Yeah.
He's definitely off the market.
Yeah.
I can see it.
He's off the market. Exactly right. And you will believe this. I didn't go, Fletch. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to his gym. So you will believe that. I'm just working on the visceral. What have you been doing today, mate?
Oh, mate. I've been doing plenty today. I've had to take my eldest.
Mm.
Oh, gosh. I took my eldest driving because she's on her L's, right?
Ah, yes.
So, oh, my gosh. We haven't done it for a while. Haven't probably done it in 3 weeks. So she was rusty. She was rusty crow, yeah. And I said, righto, let's get out of the east, because we've just been driving to the east. So let's get where the real traffic is. So we drove out to Newtown, went along King Street. She was rattled, properly rattled. But it's just frustrating and very, very, I was very nervous. Very nervous.
Yeah. How's she tracking along?
She's all right. She's got no spatial awareness. She's got... And this is my bane of my existence.
Mm.
So what you'll do is, on Newtown there, on King Street, there's all those red lights. Well, you know the lights are red 200 metres ahead. Just accelerate and then brake as fast as you can.
Oh, right.
Accelerate and brake. And I'm saying, man, listen, just cruise up because you can see the lights haven't changed yet. Anyway, that didn't work. So she kept doing that. And oversteering.
Oh, yes.
Oversteering's a big one. But we're getting there.
Nah, very good.
He's a good kid.
Hey, listen, we need the tipping because we've got the 4 tickets to give away for the National Rugby League, a game of their choice. Hashtag Joel Fletch tipping is a way to get involved at Twitter, at Joel Fletch SEN. At Joel Fletch SEN is a Twitter handle. Have you thought about this week's assignment?
I have, just before I get there. By the way, congratulations on the ratings, Joel.
Oh,
ratings
yes.
came out today.
Mm.
Yeah, we're flying.
How we go? We are right?
We're up to 25,000 listeners per day, which is pretty good.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Pretty good. At least at 400,000, but we're getting there.
They're ringing this morning on a Thursday.
Yeah.
It's a slow burn. There would be, Spudzo. Okay, this is what we're doing. Listeners, and you two, or you three, or you four. Okay. Closest to, without going over, the team with the lowest completion rates for this round.
Yes. So closest to, but not going over.
Can't go over. I'm
like
bringing
it.
Back Larry Emder.
Yes.
How old do you reckon he is, Spud? Larry Emder, by the way.
Larry, is he still alive?
Yeah, of course he is. How old do you reckon he is?
I'll do this one. You've got me before. 56.
Hey, 56, yeah.
Go on, say it. So higher, lower.
No, I'm not doing that. So, Sugar, you can't go over. Closest to without going over.
The lowest. I like that. I really do like that. Let's talk about some of the games, shall we, then? Do you see the Panthers? Could they possibly slip up tonight or no chance?
You asked me this last week against South Sydney.
Yeah.
Although it was at ANZ. No. And I'm very, very confident they'll cover the, 27.5?
Okay, now listen, you owe me a six-pack of 4 pints. We're going the double. We're going to double or nothing. So I'm going to take the plus 27.5.
Okay, cool. No problem. So if I lose, I've got to buy you two.
No, because the rules are we don't pay out until one gets to a carton, right?
Oh, gotcha. A dolly.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Dolly Parton. So I'm going to go the plus 27 and a half to get me to half a carton, then I'll be one game away from victory. I'll be able to taste it.
Okay, well, you know David Mead is in the centres.
Mm.
Good on you, Mead. Terrific football up, but he's going to be having kick out, just steaming at him.
How tall is David Mead, you reckon?
I'm reading it now. He's 5'3".
Yes, that's right. So I looked him up. His profile says he's 183 centimetres.
No way.
No way.
No way.
No.
Because the reason,
no way.
Because Kickow's froze as tall as him, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck. But you know what, Fletch? It's not compulsory, you know, to have, like, this is where our rugby league clubs do the same thing all the time. You know Kickow's going there, right? Mm. It's not compulsory to have your halfback standing there. Is it?
No. Maybe they could get Alex Glenn standing there.
That's right.
Say what?
Put Alex Glenn. Oh, it does actually. Now I know why Bob Mandy hates us. That just bursts out into your ear. when you're on the other end of this microphone, do it again, Gibbo, for me.
Say what?
Yeah, it's very strong. Yeah. No wonder they hate us. So what are you thinking, Sugar? We can do that. We can put Alex Glenn or Pangai Jr.
Yeah, and just get some big boppers on kick out. Like, just, you can't have Dearden. It's not Dearden's job.
Exactly. Why can't they go there and just go and bash? Get someone to go and take him
that's
out.
That's right. That's what Canberra tried to do with Bateman.
No, you can if you hit them the right way.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Not like you used to. Boys, what else is going on?
What about the Rooster Storm?
Well, okay. Yeah, the 8.5. I like the 8.5. Melbourne are very hard to beat down there. Look, this Ben Marsh, he's going to make his run on debut at 9. Don't know whether he'll start there. Maybe they might move Radley to start. But huge ask for him. I think Melbourne might get him in one of those field goals, you know, those golden points. The last couple of times they've played down there.
Yeah.
So Melbourne at home, very different story. If it was at the cricket ground, I'll be all over the Chooks.
It'd be interesting if it is a tight game because the Sam Walker, he seems to be able to do everything with the ball. I've never seen him kick any field goals, so you never know, he might be a winner tonight.
No, he's only played 2 games, Spudsy. Give him a chance.
I guess Bernie Madoff died, Fletchy boy.
Yeah.
A great Ponzi scheme.
Heavy Arthur Ponzarelli. Have you listened to that? Have you listened to Ponzi Supernova?
No. Is that related to Bernie?
Well, that was it. Yeah. He's in it. So it's called Ponzi Supernova, and he's in it. So I didn't know this, but he was like the chairman of the NASDAQ at the time.
Yeah.
He was high up. Sorry, bro?
Have you seen Wizard of Lies?
Our man Bobby De Niro?
Bobby De Niro, yes.
I have. It's very good. It's based off that podcast.
Correct.
Exactly.
How do you guys get time to watch all these shows and podcasts? I just understand. Have you seen the... Give you a podcast, Fletch. I was going.
How do you get time to watch it and listen to podcasts?
I was driving down to Canberra and I put a podcast on.
Yeah.
And it was the making of Entourage. It was called Victory. And remember Johnny Drama?
Yes.
Victory! Yeah. And Zed said, it's a great little podcast called Victory. It is called Victory. And it's the making of the Entourage. And that Johnny Drama, the way he's one of the guys who speaks, anyway.
I've written that down, Victory. I've started your one too, you Potty Push. Fletchy boy.
Mobbed up,
yeah. Heavy.
Oh, it's so good. Now, I've got that one for you, and I've got a show for you too. It's on Netflix. It's called This Is Not a Robbery. Now, this is a robbery, sorry.
Okay.
This is a robbery, and it's about the biggest art theft in the history at the time. It was like nearly $1 billion worth.
Jesus.
So get that. Yeah, wrap your gear around that, you two.
And actually, Netflix. Actually, I've got time to watch TV. Netflix. I've been watching F1.
Yeah, we're all over that.
Oh, how good is it?
That is fantastic. Yeah. The money in that game is ludicrous.
Yeah. How long have you been watching that for, Spud?
Money up to season 2.
Yep.
But my other show I like watching is Millionaire Listings.
Oh yeah,
love it. LA, fantastic.
Brilliant stuff. Hey, what's on tonight? Speaking about television, Fletch.
Oh, okay. So we're in that the Late Show with Matthew Johns.
Mm.
It is a cracker. Hindy and I go out in the off-season because we go and interview a coach and a player, and we've got the Forbes Ferrari in Charlie Staines. and the Collaroy Cougar in Ivan Cleary. And it is very, very good. Forbesy, little Charlie Staines, doesn't say much, but when he does, it's very, very good.
Hey, we've got the IMAR quiz coming up, Fletch, in a moment, but I just want to just test you out to see if you... Did you watch Maths last night?
Bits and pieces. I was just hoeing into me buttered chicken.
Oh, so I had buttered chicken last night too.
Did ya?
Yeah, we worked out. We worked out. Did you know that they've got a secret word each episode? Did you know that?
No.
There's a code word that they've been doing. They come up with a code word and they seed it into each episode. Anyway, have a listen to last night's show and see if you can guess the code word from last night.
I did. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Let's have a listen.
Are you going to give me an audio? Are you going to get audio?
Yeah.
The big dog, the big champion of the group.
From the middle of the room, you know, it's just someone just harping his horn.
The big dog, the big alpha male of the group.
Oi. It just seems like you're picking.
No, we're not picking here. He's the one who's been bad-mouthing people behind their back, haven't you, big boy?
Who?
You have been made.
Are you jealous that it didn't work with you guys?
I'm not jealous at all, mate.
So
I just
want
to know why you had to start bad-mouthing me behind my back. You're the one who talks about being face-to-face,
Sam,
man-to-man.
Sam,
you're
I won't bad-mouth you behind your back.
Yeah,
you're
you
a
were.
Flog. You're
I've
a
heard
flog.
All about it, mate.
You've been a flog. You are a flog. I'll call you a flog. It's simple.
A what? A flog?
Flog. A flog, dickhead.
Cam, you're the king of flogs, like Gonzo. You're like his flog.
Oh, yes.
Brother.
Stop the fight. Stop the fight.
What about when Alessandro says, a flog?
A flog? She said a flog. I was speaking to my wife, and she never heard the phrase flog. She goes, well, is this something new? I went, no. It's old. She goes, she's never heard the term flog.
Yeah, because she knows it as an A grade.
Well, she knows an A grade.
Yeah.
A grade or a Derek, sort of thing.
Or a Derek.
Flog, yeah, flog's a word. Flog's a word.
Have you
it
got
was
a
good day last night.
Have you got any WBWs for us?
Oh, mate, I do.
I do.
So my man, Kieran Maher, was with him today.
Oh, yeah.
He said, Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone listening? Are you okay?
Yeah, there's 25,000, according to you. Yeah.
Okay. Get on now, because it'll come in, definitely. Adelaide Race 7, number 7 on Saturday.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It will, as he said, it will, and he's no flog. So that's Race 7, number 7 at Morphettville on Saturday.
Beautiful. Righto, mate.
Thank you very much.
Just to test that you haven't forgotten us, drive with Joel and Fletch with thanks to Kennard Tyre. Do Kennard Tyre make trade easy?
Kenneth Oates.
well done, Fletchy boy.
Hang on, boys. Can I have the first question?
In the IMAR quiz? Yeah, what do they win?
Yeah.
What do they win, Fletch?
They win that TV worth $1,900 on Cinco Mayo.
That's
which
it.
Which is the 5th of May.
They go into the draw. That's right.
How big is it?
From Bing Lee.
65 inch.
It's huge. It's a beauty. Okay, this is the first question. When you're on a freeway and you're driving... And you know, does everyone know what a chevron is? You know what a chevron is? Arrows?
Jai.
How many chevrons should you be behind the car in front?
Good question.
Okay.
Righto. IMAR quiz coming up after this. Fletch, we appreciate your time, mate.
Good on you, boys. Doing a great job. Let's get to 26,000 listeners this week. Come on.
He's been away for one day and checked the Bitcoin price 60 times. Thanks, mate. We'll catch you soon.
See you, boys. Bye.
There he is, the great Brian Fletcher.